The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The US President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed the first phase of a peace agreement. If approved by the Israeli parliament this morning, the agreement will result in Israeli soldiers withdrawing from forward positions in Gaza within 24 hours. This is to be followed by the freeing of all Israelis held hostage by Hamas and the release of thousands of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, has welcomed the announcement. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
The agreement reached overnight in Egypt calls for a series of carefully ordered steps. First, the Israeli cabinet will meet to ratify the deal. If it does, Israel will begin withdrawing its troops to agreed positions within the Gaza Strip, a process that should take no more than 24 hours. Once they reach those positions, Hamas will have 72 hours to free all 20 living hostages it holds. Egyptian officials think that could begin by Sunday morning. President Trump said it will be Monday, US time. Hamas has indicated it could take up to 10 days to locate the remains of 28 dead hostages. Hamas said it expects 2,000 Palestinian prisoners to be released in exchange for the hostages. Israel says at least 400 trucks carrying food and medical supplies will move into Gaza each day, a number that will rapidly grow. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin last night apologised to his party colleagues over how the presidential election campaign was handled. Mr Martin acknowledged the hurt and shock in the party after Jim Gavin withdrew from the contest last Sunday. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane.
A contrite Micheál Martin told his party he was sorry about the dramatic unravelling of the Fianna Fáil presidential election campaign. In an emotional address, he said he fully understood the enormity of what had unfolded. Jim Gavin withdrew from the election after it was revealed he had 16 years ago failed to refund a tenant more than €3,000 in overpaid rent. This meeting was more measured than anticipated, and a majority of speakers expressed concern for Jim Gavin. There was harsh criticism of the way the presidential candidate was selected, and the party agreed to establish a committee to review these matters. Its members won't be chosen by Micheál Martin. There was no direct challenge at the meeting to his leadership, but former Ceann Comhairle Sean O'Farrill spoke of the need to fully reform how the party operates by the beginning of 2027. This was interpreted as a signal that a leadership changeover could come into focus at that point. Micheál Martin said again this week that he intends to lead his party into the next general election.
A man has been questioned in connection with the seizure of more than €8 million worth of heroin and cocaine as part of an operation targeting a drugs-dealing gang with national and international connections. 16 properties were searched for 2 days this week. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
This seizure is the latest in a series of operations targeting a major organised crime group known as the Family, which Gardaí describe as a well-structured criminal organisation it's working to dismantle. On Tuesday and yesterday, over 60 Gardaí from various armed, local and specialist units, led by the Terranure Drugs Unit, searched 16 properties across South and West Dublin, Meath, Westmeath, Leash and Offaly. 110 kilos of cocaine and 1.5 kilos of heroin, with an estimated street value of €8.2 million, were seized from two vans. £38,000 sterling and €63,000 in cash was also recovered. A man in his 40s was arrested and is still being detained. He can be questioned for up to 7 days. So far, 23 people have been arrested as part of this operation in the last year and a half. Over €12.5 million worth of cocaine, heroin, cannabis and Zoplicone tablets have been seized, along with luxury cars, high-powered motorbikes, designer goods and Spanish property deeds.
The prevalence of raw sewage being pumped into rivers, lakes and coastal waters has been highlighted by the Environmental Protection Agency. In a report, the agency said wastewater from almost 60% of treatment plants failed to consistently meet standards in EPA licenses to prevent pollution. It said many wastewater plants were still poorly managed. The EPA also said that delays by Uisce Éireann in delivering improved infrastructure were prolonging risks to water quality. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry, apart from patchy light rain or drizzle, mainly in Ulster and North Connacht. It'll be cloudy over the northern half of the country. There'll be brighter weather further south, including sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 16 degrees.